which court is not here. Case number 9, 23-128.
I'm sorry, what was the number?
23-128, case number 9. Good morning, sir.
Good
morning. Sir, could you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sure. Lieutenant Joe F-I-C-A-C-E-L-L-I, East Harbor Police Department, Chief Hawkins.
Right. And Lieutenant, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Sure. So the appellant was denied, he applied back in May of 2022. He was denied based on suitability at that time. In 2020, he was a suspect in a FBI Task Force narcotics investigation. They served a search warrant at his residence at the time where they found a handgun, fentanyl, marijuana. The appellant wasn't arrested. His brother took the arrest, which went federal, but he was observed by task force officers conducting narcotics transactions at that time. It's my belief, speaking with the investigator, that had this been a state case and not a federal case, he would have been arrested. He wasn't arrested, but like I said, it was suitability, and I personally would have liked some time and distance between him applying for a pistol permit and him being a suspect in a narcotics investigation. At the time, it was 2 years that he applied. I reached out to him. I never heard back. I actually reached out to him again back in the beginning of September via phone and email, and I never heard back to speak with him to get his side of the story.
Okay. Thank you, Lieutenant. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Well, first and foremost, I was never a suspect in the 2020 case. My brother, they were there for my brother. I was just happened to stay there with my mom where they raided the place, and my name was Raymond. That had nothing to do with me.
Lieutenant, it is your case.
Can I refer to the police? Like I said, I wanted to bring the investigator here. I forgot to mention that. I wanted to bring the investigator who conducted this case here. He was assigned to go to training today. He wasn't able to make it. It would be better coming from him, but if you'd like, I could read the email he gave me. Is that possible?
As long as these aren't erased records.
Yeah, this is a federal case. Okay. So this his brother was arrested federally, so that didn't erase it.
Go ahead.
So this is from Officer Jeffrey Cutler. Lieutenant, I reread the report to include the buying of marijuana and the negotiating of the sale of a firearm, which Deontay Wilson and Justin Mailer were arrested. It's obvious by the report that the appellant was involved in the sale of narcotics at the time of the arrest. There was simply not enough probable cause to make the arrest at that time. The appellant, according to his brother in a post-interview, was not on the streets. However, investigators observed the appellant during controlled purchases taking place in Hartford. It is therefore my belief that the appellant was more involved in the sale of narcotics, or was involved with the sale of narcotics with his brother, who was arrested. This case was adopted federally. That's basically what he told me.
Okay. Sir, do you have any questions for the lieutenant based on what he just stated?
My name is Justin McCray.
Oh, you don't have to tell us that. You can if you want, but the law protects you from disclosing your name.
I'm sorry about that, but my name is not Justin Mailer.
I don't think he was insinuating you were.
I'm sorry, yeah. But that's what I got. But no, I don't have any questions. Like I said, I said they were there for my brother. I just happened to be in the house when the thing happened, and I was in the shower when everything happened. So I was really like fully unaware of what was going on until they came into the bathroom and let me know what was going on. But that had nothing to do with me.
Okay, we're gonna get to you in a second, but we're just questioning him right now.
Yeah, no,
okay.
No questions, sorry.
Does the board have any questions of the lieutenant?
Have you had any other run-ins with the appellant?
No, sir. Not in East Harbor.
You're not aware of any other criminal record?
I am not.
Okay.
At the time of his application, he had motor vehicle charges on his record, but they are since gone.
Okay. Lieutenant, do you have any other witnesses?
Like I said, I do not. The investigator who handled this case is unfortunately at training today.
All right, Mr. Appellant, I know you started talking. I cut you off. Is there anything else you'd like us to know?
Again, I would just like to put out there that I don't have any criminal background history. I'm not a convicted felon. I had no run-ins with any police activity at all. So just being here is kind of confusing to me.
Okay, Lieutenant, do you have questions of the appellant?
Sure. Did you ever reside at 8890 Governor Street?
Yes.
Were you present at the time when the FBI broke the door down and made some arrests?
Yes.
Did you know that there was fentanyl, marijuana, and a gun in the house?
No.
Did you ever sell marijuana to anybody?
No.
Okay. So the FBI agents that identified you in this police report are mistaken?
Yes.
No further questions. I wasn't present for the investigation.
Does the board have questions for the appellant?
Where do you live at now?
21 Cumberland Drive, East Hartford, Connecticut.
We should just say, ask what town you're in.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. Does anybody else have questions?
Who do you reside with now?
My mother's.
Okay. Do you work?
Yes.
What do you do?
I work at Lowe's BDC, a new warehouse that I just opened up in East Hartford. Yeah, I operate forklift machines and move the furniture around that warehouse.
Any other run-ins with the law?
No.
Ever sell drugs?
No.
Thank you.
Other questions? Ms. Johnson.
Are you a consumer of marijuana?
Yes.
How often?
Probably once, twice a day.
Back to you.
Okay, no other questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement? Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement, sir?
Sure. Based on the appellant applied back in 2022. His door was broken down by the FBI in 2020. There was not a lot of time and distance between what he possibly was involved in and the time he applied for a pistol permit. I still think it's a little too soon. Having said that, if you read the police report, which each of you, I believe, have, the FBI task force identified him via the appellant via photo identification as the person selling marijuana on several occasions back in August of 2020. He was also present at the time of the search warrant, which was August 10th of 2020, where, like I said, a handgun, amount of fentanyl, and amount of marijuana were located. And his brother and another gentleman were arrested that day. And like I said, if this case wasn't taken federally, I would imagine that he would have been arrested on the state level for what he partook in. But at the federal level, they're not interested in marijuana sales of those increments.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Comments by the board?
Just a follow-up question. You say you smoke marijuana twice a day? Once or twice a day?
Comments or questions? No? Okay. Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issuing authority.
And Chair's voting issuing authority. I'll just make the comment. It's very confusing for a lot of people. Marijuana possession is legal in Connecticut. However, it is still federally prohibited. And I don't know if I'm going to get this straight, but it is legal to possess a firearm while possessing a federally banned substance, or no? Or while under the influence, no?
We'll just say the feds are not keen with marijuana and firearms
right, in
the same sentence.
Okay. That's what's affecting my decision anyway, so I just wanted to let you know that. So the decision is 5-0 in favor of the issuing authority. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thank you.